But coming back to some content with regard to how this will influence the tourism sector in South Africa, which has been highlighted to be a strong economic growth contributor, well, government has decided to take a decision to potentially look at regulating Airbnb and other home sharing apps in South Africa. This is amid growing concerns that they are damaging the tourism sector. Now, this is part of a tourism amendment bill published last week Friday, which states that short-term home rentals will now be legislated under the Tourism Act. To give us some insight as to what this means and what the impact might be within the tourism sector and those who lease their properties through Airbnb, we joined on the line by the spokesperson for the Department of Tourism, Mr. Blessing Manale. Great to have you with us on the show and welcome. Firstly, let's get some insight as to what brings about the concern and the frustration to have Airbnb regulated in South Africa.
Well, let me start by saying that first, indeed, correct. The minister has put in the bill for public consultation, which means that members of the public and stakeholders have got 60 days to make comments on that bill. And one section of that includes what has generally been termed the shared economy. And that speaks to the topic of the day, the Airbnb. Well, we've decided that that space needed to be regulated because it is currently unfolding in our country. And we find ourselves wanting in terms of what can we do and what can we not do? So we're actually using the bill to empower the Minister of Tourism as the authority in that space.
There's a perception that more regulation means a constriction of a particular sector. How are we looking to engage with members of the public here for their feedback to make sure that this actually cultivates even more investment within the tourism sector?
Well, the current proposal is not just about whether the regulation will constrain. There are a number of concerns being raised by consumers of the products of tourism as well as industry. Mm-hmm. There are issues that would ultimately, and Airbnb is one such a platform where issues of safety, security, excellence in service, quality are well underpinned. But for us as government, we want to make sure that we don't have any business activity taking place outside of the radar of the regulatory environment, whether that is tourism regulation, whether that is local government regulation, and whether that is generally tax regulation, because once you start a business, a number of other issues comes into. But for the Minister of Tourism, the concern remains the threshold for night stays, so that you don't end up with private property running as a hotel without complying with all other regulations of an accommodation facility.
There's been a view that this is an attempt to actually protect hoteliers. Is that true?
Well, we don't think that it is to protect hoteliers. Well, it is actually, as I was saying, that to manage the shared economy. Also, you don't want a situation whereby you've got two Airbnb products and the guy next door keeps on making money. He's got 50 nights and you are waiting and no one ever comes into your house. So it will also make sure that at one stage, the night stays are kept and therefore consumers are forced to move to the next Airbnb. We're actually making sure that there is fair and equitable share for the non-historic or for the non-traditional establishment. So we're actually protecting and making sure that those that have got interest in the business are likely to have a share of the pie. And we don't think that the hotel industry or any other established accommodations should panic.
Afropolitans, we are in conversation with Blessing Manale, who is the spokesperson for the Department of Tourism, giving us some insight into discussions that are taking place to have Airbnb being regulated in South Africa. Ntate Manale, a lot of the conversations around economic growth have been fostered around tourism and really encouraging the participation of small and medium enterprises. Some might actually view Airbnb as a platform to allow and cultivate the participation of small and medium enterprises here. How do you respond?
Well, indeed, it will exactly do that, because you've got certain pristine destinations, certain products that are not supported by the hotel industry simply because of the economics of scale. You even have got certain rural areas where you cannot even host a school match because the teachers don't have a place to stay. So it will also make sure that other activities in the tourism industry start growing because they've got at the back of it accommodation supporting them. So it will indeed broaden SMEs because other products are outside of the traditional accommodation densities, and people don't just take their events or activities there because they are not backed by accommodation. So it will actually trigger other local tourism activities that depends on accommodation to succeed, and it was not there.
On the input that you're looking for from various stakeholders, when does this take place, and when can we expect to see some kind of conclusions being derived?
Well, the bill has been gazetted for public consultation with effect from today. So members of the public and stakeholders have got 60 days to make written submissions, but they should visit our website and be checking all of our mediums, social media, for interactive discussions. So we'll have seminars, we'll have workshops, but importantly, we're saying to everybody, make submissions, whether you're local government, whether you're the revenue service, whether you are in the business of development planning, because it's going to end up with all other spanners in the works. But we look forward to those submissions. And in 60 days, we'll come back and say, this is what the public are saying. And remember, the first step is to just say, is this the function of the Department of Tourism? So we've got to go through that heading first. But we think that we'll get a go green, and we use that to then start saying, where do we start? Which regulations do we start with? Do we start with night stays? Do we expand it to not just stays, but do we expand it to revenue? So there's a number of substance that would come in, and we actually believe that this process will empower us and make us understand how the non-formal industry thinks about Airbnb.
To close off with, do we have any evidence that shows that increased regulation does result in a better, thriving economic sector performance?
Well, yes, it does. We've seen what the grading system has done. There used to be a situation in the past where the star grading system was literally non-existent, and every day you'd have people complaining about quality. And when people are not sure about quality, they cannot visit places that are not sure whether what they see on the internet or what they hear by word of mouth is what they would get. So regulation in this instance will make sure that people are sure of safety, there is a shared economy, and it will indeed grow. We've got certainty of that. Remember, this is not about stopping people. It's about making sure that people does it in the right parameters.
Thank you so much for your time today, sir, and providing clarity on this critical matter. That's the Department of Tourism spokesperson, Mr. Blessing Manale, giving us some insight into a cause for the government to actually regulate Airbnb in South Africa.